And what then do you call the stuff that you make from it?
Well, there are a number of things that you can make from a hog head. Number one was the thing that generally my mother made was hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. She termed it as hog head cheese. And we, as the years have progressed, have taken over the Mexican tamale making. And they mm-hmm. usually use the hog head because it furnishes enough grease that you do not have to add grease to the meat. Mm-hmm. You can take any lean meat, but you have to add a lot of grease. Mm-hmm. But the hog head, when you boil it, has enough grease in it that you do not have mm-hmm. to add anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you make tamales.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the dish, excuse me, that's prepared by cooking and grinding up the liver? Have you ever heard of anything?
Liver sausage.
Okay. And have you ever heard of anybody making anything with hog's blood?
Yes, blood sausage.
Blood sausage, okay. You've heard of all of these things. have you ever heard of taking the juice of head cheese or liver sausage and stirring it into cornmeal? And maybe they say adding some hog meat and cooking that. And then it gets cold and hardens and you slice it and fry it. Have you ever heard of that?
You take the juice of what now?
Well, you take the head cheese, the juice of the head cheese or liver sausage. I guess after you've been making it, whatever's yeah. left over. And stir it in with cornmeal and maybe add a little hog meat. And then you let it stand and it congeals.
No, we never had any such dish at my
okay.
house.
What do you call it when your butter has gotten bad?
It's rancid.
And what do you call it, the thick sour milk?
Buttermilk?
Uh-huh. And,
or clabber, is that what you're talking? Milk is clabber.
All right.
If it's sour.
Uh-huh. And then?
When you churn the cream, then you come up with buttermilk, and it's thick, uh-huh. generally thick.
Okay.
But clabber, I think, is what you're talking about, sour
okay.
milk.
We're interested in both of those.
Okay.
And what do you do right after you milk? What's the first thing you have to do to the milk as far as a preparation for?
Strain it.
All right. That's what's good. And, of course, that would be called blank the milk.
Strain the milk.
what do you call a dish that is made out of apples or some kind of fruit with a crust on top, just a crust on the top of it?
Cobbler.
And if somebody has a very good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the sweet liquid that's poured over vegetables or pudding or some kind of
sauce.
And if you take a light meal, perhaps a very small meal in between your regular meals, you might say that you had a
snack.
You'd say, talking about eating, I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I will eat.
And you say, yesterday I
ate.
And I have
eaten.
When you're going to prepare coffee, what do you say? I'm going to blank some coffee.
Make.
And
I have heard people say I'm going to brew some coffee, but it's a matter of whatever comes to your mind first.
Uh-huh.
I'll brew a pot or whatever.
Or I'll make
a pot.
If a glass falls off the sink, you might say, and